Calvin Ridley.
So when we all get out there on Saturday, what are we going to say that's different from last year or last year's A-game?
Just the offense a little different. I see a lot of new guys on defense. And like I said, the offense is a little different, so not too much.
What's different about offense?
Just like a more of a, we do a little, just a little different, you know, lots a little different, but not too much. I would say we, I don't want to say too much, but not much different.
Are you running more vertical routes?
I run a lot more routes, I would say, probably in this offense.
It seems like the passing game has kind of had the advantage. Nick's been kind of critical of the secondary. How much have y'all kind of... Nick's been a little bit critical of the secondary, because especially the back end, he's talked about big plays in the passing game. How many big plays are we talking about?
I mean, our defense, I mean, they didn't give up too much in the last scrimmage. They did real good. I don't want to say it's too much big plays. I think our defense secondary is really, really strong right now, so they're doing good.
Have you had to go up against Trayvon at all?
Yeah.
How's he coming along as a corner?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. Mm-hmm.
You surprised at all that he's taking it that quickly?
Nah, he's a really good football player, a really good athlete, so I know he could do it.
I heard he kind of let you guys know about it, though. He kind of had a little bit of trash talk on the field during the scrimmage. Is that true? Or?
He talked trash?
Yeah, that's why.
Nah, I don't think Trey talk trash. Well, not to me.
New England ran a lot of rub routes and pick plays. Are you guys doing some of that, too?
Kind of. We do a little similar things to what they do.
The state's doing so well, you want him back as a wide receiver?
I mean, I just want him to help us win games. Whatever he can do to help us win.
What are you curious to see on A-Day? Is he resolved, or just how things work?
First, I want to see a lot of fans out there, but I just want to see the team, you know, play as one. Everybody on the same page, the offense moving the ball, defense getting stops. I just want to see the team look real good so we get ready for the fall.
How much do players actually look forward to A-Day? I mean, it is just another scrimmage, so to speak. I mean, it is a practice, but how much do y'all actually look forward to?
I mean, it's the last practice of spring. I mean, we look forward to it, you know. There's a lot of fans out there. It's like real game, like, so we'll be excited to go out there and play and perform in front of everybody.
What's your record on A-Day?
I lost. 0-1.
So how are those, the hot dog and beans or whatever?
Yeah, I really like hot dogs and beans. So.
You don't get any motivation from the steak.
Nah. I think if we won, I still eat the hot dogs and beans.
What's your assessment of Tua now that you've seen him, you know, through this, most of the spring?
He's a real good quarterback. I mean, he's smart. I mean, he could get a lot more you know, comfortable. But he's a good football player, and he seems like he knows what he's doing. He knows how to move the ball down the field with the team, so I like him.
Is there a touch, like, when, you know, throwing the football?
Yeah, he got a nice spiral, you know, left-handed. Can throw the ball pretty good, good accuracy.
With Tua and Hurts, they kind of both more that dual-threat guy, and then Mac Jones is more the pro-style guy. Is there a difference in the way the offense runs under the two?
Nah, same plays are called when they're getting their reps, so. It's nothing different.
What are you seeing from Mac?
Mac's pretty good too, you know. He's like one of those who throw really well. I would say Jalen Parr runs better than him. But Mac can throw really well. He was one of those 7-on-7 guys. He got a good throw.
How much have you?
Pretty smart too.
You talk about Jalen progressing as a passer, but just in your eyes from this point last year to where he is now, is it night and day? I mean, can you see it in practice when you're how can you quantify that?
I think it's night and day. Like, he got so much better. Like, he sits in there. Sometimes when I'm not in, like, I just look and he's like stepping up, throwing, making good throws, and I just like, so he got a lot better.
Have you seen an improvement in his decision making?
Yes. Coach Davis, you know, coaches him up real good, so he's doing a lot.
You got an example of when he maybe made the right decision that you're like, wow, that's, you know, that he didn't make that last year?
I just see him step up, like, you know, when the pocket breaks down, he just steps into it, and, you know, makes a good throw, and you know, sometimes he used to just, when the pocket break down, just take off, you know. And now he's, you know, getting a lot better at it, so it's going to help us a lot.
It's only spring, but what kind of expectations do you have for yourself this year?
Like I said, I want to be more of a leader on the team, and I want to just do great things on the field to help my team win.
I'm going to ask you a couple of young guys. We talked about Jerry, you know, kind of the impact he's made already, but TJ seems like he's been making some big plays. So what have you seen from him in particular?
Yeah, TJ's been doing real good this spring. I mean, he's making big plays, but he's always been like that. You know, he's young, but he's ready.
Did he catch any of y'all by surprise?
TJ's been doing it. I mean, he's such a guy. Making plays.
What do you think is the top position group on offense?
Part of the receivers. Mm-hmm. We got some of the older guys and more experience on the offense.
Is there a sense of pride in that? Is there something, is that like a battle?
We kind of battle. I guess against the defense, though, not each other on the offense. But I don't know. I want my position, my group to be the best. Yeah.
Running backs are pretty good too, right?
Yeah, our running backs are really good.
Who do you think is going to have the advantage at A-Day? You know, the first team offense, first team defense?
Hopefully the first team offense. Nah, but our defense is pretty good, so you know, we'll fight out. Yeah, we got some good plays in there. We'll see some good stuff.
How much do you go one-on-ones in practice or even in the scrimmage, or is it just one versus two for the most part?
Oh, nah. In practice, we do one versus one. In the scrimmages, we do one versus two. In the A-Day, we do one versus one.
Mm-hmm. Two more.
So, it's not. It's pretty good. All our guys are good, so it doesn't matter.
Thank you, Calvin.
Thank you, Calvin.